You're with us for the morning show on this election day. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So here's what we know. Wisconsin's 1,922 clerks will be put to the test today. There's a surge of COVID and the crush of nearly 1.9 million absentee ballots with counting just underway in the last minutes. And then making sure that there are enough workers to staff the polls until they close at 8 tonight. What is your election day like? What will you do on this day? What is it like where you are now? Report in, share what you see, 800-642-1234. Patrick Marley is politics and state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, plot us out if you could. It's likely we won't be seeing the results in Wisconsin any time today, perhaps in the wee hours of the morning. But what will we know about the count and when? What can you help us understand?
So polls close at 8. As you mentioned, election officials are starting the count now. So people are showing up at the polls and voting, and those get fed into tabulators right as they vote. And then perhaps on the other side of the room, they're taking the absentee ballots in many communities and feeding those through the machines. And so that process of counting absentee ballots takes much longer than counting in-person votes that are cast today. And because we've seen such an incredible increase in mail voting, it's going to take a lot longer. I think Milwaukee is estimating that 3 a.m. at the earliest. Again, that's the earliest. It could take considerably longer than that. I talked to an election clerk yesterday who said he thought that some communities might not be done until Wednesday or Thursday with their counts.
Why does it take a lot longer to count absentee ballots than in-person voting?
Because they have to take them out of the envelope. They have to announce the voter just like they do at the table when you go to vote in person. They then unfold the ballot and put it into the machine. And, you know, sometimes because of the way it's folded or because of an error the voter made, it can't be read by the machine. And so they then have to figure out what the problem is and fix it if they can. For instance, if it got mangled in the mail, they would have to take that ballot, recreate it on a second ballot and destroy the first one. Or I guess they probably preserve the first one, but obviously they only cast one of them. And so that just takes a lot longer than individual voters putting them into the machines.
It's like each ballot is its own specimen, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's always taken longer with absentee ballots. It's often the fact that Milwaukee takes a lot longer to count its vote than other places because of the sheer number of ballots it has to deal with. And, you know, think back to the 2018 election. It was late at night when we got those final results mm-hmm. in the governor's race. It's going to be much later than that this time because, you know, the number of absentee ballots is just demolished past records.
And state law requires an initial tally to be done by 4 in the afternoon Wednesday. Given the sheer volume of absentee ballots and the process that it takes to process them, will we be able to meet that deadline?
So that would be on a community-by-community basis. Probably most communities will easily meet that deadline. There may be some that have trouble meeting it. And, you know, we have to cross that bridge when we get to it in terms of what that means. You know, there's also a requirement under state law and, you know, that says all ballots must be counted that were legally cast. And so those two things would be in conflict. There's a potential there would be a legal challenge, but, you know, there would be a strong argument that any ballot that was legally cast needs to be counted, even if a clerk can't meet a technical deadline in the law.
And Milwaukee has a central site, right? A central count site for those absentee ballots. Does that help the process along in any way?
So there's two ways to count absentee ballots. Milwaukee is one that uses this central count. Madison is a place that doesn't. So in Madison, they distribute all the absentee ballots to the individual polling location. So if you send in your absentee ballot, they would have that ballot taken to the polling place where you ordinarily would vote, and they would just be processed by the poll workers there during lulls throughout the day. That's the way most communities do it. 39, including Milwaukee, send all of their absentee ballots to one location and have them counted there. They just do the absentee ballots there. I don't know that one way is better than another. You'd find different advocates for each system.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much in election law in Wisconsin, a lot of decisions get to be made at the local level, and there's a lot of mid-sized cities in the state that use a central count facility. The state's largest city does, but Madison, its second largest, does not.
Talking with Patrick Marley, covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's here to give us the latest developments on Election Day with your insights and what you are seeing at the polls. Join in at 800-642-1234. What are your questions about Election Day? What do you want to know about how ballots are counted or correcting mistakes on absentee ballots? Anything else? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Patrick, how can voters ensure, how can they check to make sure their absentee ballot has been received and counted?
The best way to do that is to use the state's web portal, which is myvote.wi.gov. That's where many people requested their absentee ballot in the first place. They can go on there, and there's a tracking system that will say when you requested your ballot, when it was sent to you by the clerk, and then when it was received by the clerk. If you don't have access to that, you can call your local clerk to find out. Today being Election Day may not be the best day to make that call if you haven't already. Also, it's important not to get overly anxious if you look on the My Vote site and find that it says your ballot hasn't been received. There may be a problem, but it may be something unrelated to your ballot. It's possible that there was some kind of glitch that they didn't record it on the website as having received it, even though they've got your ballot and are counting it. So if you're not on that site and you think you should be, follow up with your local clerk. You can find out what the situation is.
And it would have been, if there is an issue, it would have been an issue on the envelope itself, because those envelopes aren't opened until this morning, until Election Day.
Right. So that site would tell you whether it had been received or
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. The clerks, when they get them before Election Day, will check them. Absentee ballots that are sent in by mail have to have your signature, a witness's signature, and a witness's address. If it doesn't have one of those things, they won't count it. Most clerks, though, if they receive them before Election Day, will get back in touch with the voter, tell them about the problem, and give them a chance to rectify it. So those are errors that are correctable before Election Day. Now, on Election Day, if they open the ballot and they feed it into the machine and it won't be counted because, say, someone voted for the same candidate or two candidates for the same office, they voted for both Trump and Biden, obviously that's not allowed. You can only count one candidate. And so then your vote would be rejected.
Your vote would be rejected. And that is something that you give up as an absentee voter, I understand, that if that ballot is faulty in some way, that's it.
That's correct. If you vote in person and you do the example I just gave, enter two people on it, you put it in the machine, the machine won't accept it. And then you can figure out, with the help of a poll worker, if you need to, what went wrong. You could get a new ballot or find another way to fix your ballot. If you've mailed it in and you've made that kind of error, it's too late. You won't get another chance.
We have Patrick Marley at our side on this Election Day. He's politics and state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Did you make a plan to vote? And did that plan unfold the way you anticipated? Are you waiting in line now? What do you see around you? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Patrick Marley right here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show on this Election Day. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So the sheer volume of ballots to count on this Election Day is a task that Wisconsin's 1,922 clerks have been preparing for months. We've had a number of clerks on our program this election cycle, meeting voters where they are, providing clarity in the system, providing answers to all the voting questions, all in the pursuit of election integrity and boosting confidence in the process. What is this day like for you? What do you want to know about our swing state on Election Day? Join in at 800-642-1234. Patrick Marley is politics and state government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's our guide. Let's bring in Craig now, joining us from Plover with a question about absentee ballots. Hi, Craig.
Good morning, Kate and Patrick. Before the break, Patrick, I believe you were speaking of absentee voting and the way the clerks treat the ballot envelope when it's returned. My question is just a clarification for my understanding and all voters. I believe, if I understood you correctly, you spoke about receiving a ballot by the clerk, and they open the ballot, check it for signatures and all the appropriate things that need to be on there. And then I believe a short moment later, you indicated when they open the ballot on voting day. I'm curious to know which it is. With all the angst around this election, that clarification, I think, would be helpful. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Sure. Thanks for that question. So what happens, when you get an absentee ballot, you mark it just like a regular ballot that you get at the polls. It's the same ballot. You put it into an envelope, and then on the outside of the envelope, you sign it. You have a witness sign it who saw you go through the voting process, so they didn't necessarily see, they shouldn't have seen how you marked your ballot, but that you were the one who marked the ballot. The witness signs his or her name on the envelope and puts his or her address. You mail that envelope back to the clerk. The clerk receives the ballot and can all the information that they can check prior to Election Day is on the ballot. They can see that the voter signed it, the witness provided his or her name, and can contact the voter if there's any problem with any aspect of that and rectify it. The clerk cannot and will not open it prior to Election Day. That's part of the reason it takes as long to count ballots in Wisconsin. They can't start processing them until 7 a.m. on Election Day when the polls open. So the clerks will have arranged all their ballots, made sure that there's no technical problems like with signatures prior to Election Day. And then once Election Day starts, they take out that first absentee ballot. They pull it out of the envelope. They unfold the ballot. They feed it through the machine.
Craig, thanks for the question and the clarification there. Patrick, let's shift gears to the campaigning that's been going on. The president was campaigning in Kenosha last night. You covered that rally. What did you hear?
So yeah, the president, as much as he did in 2016, has made a relentless number of visits to Wisconsin. He's been here, I think, five times in the last just over 2 weeks. Kenosha was one of his last stops. He had another stop in Michigan after that very late last night. His speech in Kenosha was much like the others that he had delivered recently. Big emphasis on law and order, downplaying of the coronavirus pandemic, claiming, frankly, without evidence, that we're rounding the corner and that it will be over soon. And really trying to show voters here that he views Wisconsin as very important. You know, in 2016, Hillary Clinton didn't come to the state during the general election, part of a campaign, which in hindsight, Democrats saw as a big mistake. Trump has been coming here a lot. Biden has come to Wisconsin some as well, but he's had a much slower campaign. I shouldn't say slower, but fewer campaign stops generally, fewer in Wisconsin because of the pandemic. He has not campaigned as vigorously as the president.
We're talking with Patrick Marley, who covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's at our side this Election Day morning, and we're taking your questions and what you see on this Election Day. 800-642-1234. Patrick, there's been a lot of talk about the WOW counties of the southeastern, the Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties, the Milwaukee suburbs that have traditionally been a Republican stronghold. What do you see out of those counties?
So that's been an area that, like you said, has always been the bedrock of Republicanism in Wisconsin. And it has faltered a little bit in the Trump era. Democrats are really hoping to make gains there. Polling has shown the president has been less popular there, and he's seen you know, that balanced out by support more in rural areas that helped him in 2016. Democrats are hoping to make inroads. Obviously, Trump won Wisconsin by a very narrow margin in 2016. The Democrats are hoping to overcome that by increasing turnout in Milwaukee and Dane County, the two strongest Democratic areas, making gains elsewhere and chipping into the Republican base in the Wow counties. They're also hoping that will give them some headway in legislative races and that they might be able to gain some seats in the state assembly that really haven't been competitive before because they've been so strongly Republican previously.
How important is Milwaukee in this election? What big of a force is Milwaukee?
Well, it's the most populous city in the state, and it's very Democratic. So what really needs to happen is the Democrats need to get good turnout there in order to win the presidency. Dane County is the other very blue part of the state, and they have consistent sky-high turnout there. So the Democrats really need to get an emphasis on Milwaukee to see turnout at a high enough level that they can win the presidency in Wisconsin.
What do you make of Wisconsin's high number of absentee ballots and what type of leanings those absentee voters might have on this election?
So I think the shift to absentee ballots isn't a huge surprise given what we've seen nationally and the dry run that Wisconsin had in April when we had our presidential primary and our race for state Supreme Court. There you saw this very quick shift to mail voting in numbers unlike anything we'd ever seen. And I think that kind of laid the marker down for everyone that would be happening this fall, and it has happened this fall. As for what you can glean about what that means, I think it would be safe to say that the Democrats are winning the early vote, but, you know, that can be caught up to by the Republicans in the election day vote. Also, you know, there are lots of Republicans who are voting early or did vote early as well. We don't have party registration to vote in Wisconsin, and so you can't look at a spreadsheet and say there are X number of Republican votes and Y number of Democratic votes. You can look at demographic data. You know, votes that came in Dane County and Milwaukee County are going to be more Democratic. Votes that came in from rural areas are probably going to be more Republican. The Wow counties are maybe harder to read than they normally would be because of the shift. So I think it's a fool's errand to try to overinterpret what we know so far, just as everybody should be very cautious as they watch results come in tonight. It's going to take longer. The early returns are not going to be determinative of what the final results are. Everybody should take a breath and not be confident that they know where things are going until we have adequate data.
Just breathe. Let's go to Scott now, joining us from New Glarus. Hi, Scott.
Yes, good morning. I'm wondering if you can shed some light on the college student voting. Are they on campus voting? Are they at home voting? They've traditionally had trouble on campus getting the right IDs and all that sort of thing. I wonder if you have any info on that.
Scott, thanks. How has college voting played out in this election cycle, Patrick?
That's a great question, and I wish I knew a little bit more about it because the pandemic has changed college life just like it's changed life for everybody. And so what I don't know is whether students are sometimes staying at home, whether their home is in Wisconsin or another state, and then if they're voting absentee or if they're voting in their home communities, they would have some leeway as to which way they would go. They will be voting on campuses today. They do have polling places there. Wisconsin does have a voter ID law, and it can be tricky for some students. For instance, a student from out of state would have the option of voting in Wisconsin, but they would need to have a Wisconsin driver's license or a Wisconsin student ID to do that. Obviously, they couldn't vote in their home state if they chose to vote in Wisconsin. And the student ID rules are more complex than they are for a Wisconsin driver's license. So it is true that sometimes students face some hurdles with voter ID that other voters don't face.
Patrick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Patrick Marley covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up, we talk with a family physician from a tribal clinic for the Menominee Nation and learn how she is helping her patients limit the spread of COVID among the Menominee. That's right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.